Okay. Let's go. Start now? No intro?
Oh, just try.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show. This is Pastor Dominic DeNisi here. We're live at the WYSL studio, and we're grateful to have the opportunity today to be with you. For those watching Facebook Live, we're in studio with Minister Randy Biaselli. Randy, thanks for coming in today. We spent the whole day together so far.
Yes, and it's been really great. Thanks for having me,
Pastor Dominic. How'd you like, we're going to give a free plug, Bob, our producer here behind, the man behind the curtain. How'd you like Three-Legged Pig, your first time down there?
It was incredible. I got to say, that's the best ribs I've ever had, bar none.
One thing I know about is food. You should know that about me.
Yeah, that's one thing you definitely know about.
One thing I know about. Well, we're going to get into the, we're going to start talking about the bread of life. We're going to start talking about Jesus and the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's what the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show is about. You know, Bob, I know that people can't see it, but I was thinking about it. We're going on, this spring is going to be 6 years, which is hard to believe. I can't believe how fast time has flown by. I remember the first time I came in.
Time flies when you're having fun.
That is so true, isn't it? And we're so thankful for partner with WYSL. And also the Sunday morning sermon from Spencerport Bible Church plays at 11 a.m. on WYSL also. So we're just grateful for this blessed partnership that has went on for now almost 6 years. So with that being said, let's get into it. First and foremost, if you're watching Facebook Live, of course, on the radio, you're not going to see this, but you can see where Randy and I are both wearing Rescue and Revive Ministry leadership shirts. And Randy, you've been part of Rescue and Revive now for about 6 years, but you've been such an integral part of Rescue and Revive, so integral that just recently, with less than a year ago, you decided to take CAMRI, which stands for Christ's Arm May Reach You, that I've ministered with, and you ministering alongside Rescue and Revive Ministries, you and Bishop Dan Soto and Pastor Steve, all these other people that were involved, after a period of time, years, we were patient with, and we decided it was the right time to merge and let CAMRI become engrafted in as a local branch of Rescue and Revive Ministries. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the main reason is because, you know, your ministry is a kingdom ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And the ministry the Lord's blessed me was a kingdom ministry. So I felt, and some of the leaders also felt, Pastor Steve and Bishop Dan Soto and his wife Ruth, we felt that if we merged together, we could do more for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
We would have more people. We would have more things to be able to do with one another. And because we've been with together for so long.
Yep.
You know, we've been to Africa 3 times.
Yep, about to be 4, God willing.
About to be 4. We've done Rescue and Revive, or Follow the Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been very familiar with the ministry the Lord's blessed me with, and mm-hmm. with your ministry. And it just makes the kingdom bigger in
it
Rochester.
Enhances things.
Enhances many things.
And so, you know, so those that are listening or watching via Facebook, you know, to kind of explain it, you have so much in place already. You already had been operating for 6 years. So as far as boots on the ground, it was already there. You already had great people. You had the mm-hmm. Sotos, and you had the Petroviches, and you have, you know, Queenie and Helen. You have all these people. In fact, the last time I visited a couple weeks ago, there was probably 20, 25 people there to serve, which is amazing, which means they want to be there.
Yeah.
They want to be there serving the people, feeding them, both physically and spiritually. But so for Rescue and Revive, what I've seen as it comes in as a covering, it comes in to help out financially, to put in some really good order, to help out administratively. You know, you were gifted a beautiful box truck, which now we're storing at Spencerport Bible. So I look at it as a bird's eye view of just enhancement, strengthening what was already there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. I don't like to use the money as a, you know, because
sure.
there's much more Rescue
so,
Bible
of course.
Gives than just finances.
Yeah.
You know, it gives the structure. It
right.
gives the word of advice that you
right.
give me a lot of times, and there's just so much more. And the fellowship with the different people that are involved in Rescue and Revive Ministry. Many of them have come to CAMRI, and they really enjoy coming.
Amen.
So,
amen. You know, the financial piece, you know, I'm going to quote a pastor we both know. He said this, never forgot it, Pastor Alfonso Galvano. He said this before, anything that's worth something is going to cost you something.
Mm.
I never forgot that.
Wow. Yeah.
Because money, though, is a tool to advance the gospel. And so, quite honestly, Rescue and Revive Ministries has been blessed financially. Not that we're, you know, have hundreds of thousands of dollars. We don't. But we've been blessed to the point where we've never been in debt. We've never been in lack either. And so with that, I know that Jesus says, given it shall be given unto you. We've lived by that, by faith as a ministry. And so it's an honor and a privilege and God's will to engraft ministries like yours and now co-labor together. We already were unofficially. Now it's just officially.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk a little bit before we transition, because I want to get into Kenya, and we only got, believe it or not, 20, 21 minutes left. But
it goes by quick.
It goes by very quick. Talk to the people who aren't familiar, and I'm going to say what that acronym stands for again, CAMRI, Christ, Arm, May, Reach, You. Talk to the people about what a Thursday night outdoor at what you call Red Front Green Grass would look like, and now what it looks like when you go indoors into Salem Church, which is nearby Pleasant Place and the new RTS station. Explain to people what that looks like. If they decide, hey, I want to show up, I want to find out more about this.
Well, CAMRI is an evangelistic ministry.
Right.
It was birthed through prayer and comes from the Lamp Community Church. Pastor Dan Soto has been my pastor and my mentor, as well as you. It's a ministry that where you come, where there's a lot of excitement. It's time to celebrate Jesus. That's what we do. We celebrate the Lord. You know, we're not trying to make a big name. We're not trying to impress nobody. And I tell everybody all the time, we're not here to impress you. We're here to celebrate Christ. And that's what it's about. Jesus says, as my name is lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. So we lift the name of Jesus up. We let people know in the inner city of Rochester that we believe Jesus Christ is Lord. He is King. And we love him. And it's incredible because we have people now from all walks. We're not just getting the homeless. We're getting people from other churches are coming. We're getting people from other churches.
Yeah.
We also have people that are blue-collar workers. We've even had RTS people come and stop and even want prayer. So CAMRI's a ministry that reaches all boundaries of people. It's not just the homeless. Yes. It used to be, but God has advanced it, kind of with Rescue Valley Ministries.
Yeah.
So I'm very honored to be a part of that ministry.
I bear witness to everything you said because I've experienced it. I've been there several times, had the privilege of speaking at CAMRI and watching the different people that come in. And the outdoor dynamic being right there in what is, if we're honest, a fairly hostile place. It can be. All kinds of things have happened. There's stories that go on forever. We don't have time.
Yeah.
But then when you move inside, it changes a little bit. The people come into a more contained environment, and both are good, but it changes it a little bit. But both times when you were speaking, you said something and it just rang in my mind. You're not there to impress, but rather to bless. That's really what it is.
It's a good word.
It's God's heart, because you're giving them the word of God, but you're also feeding them a hot meal, groceries, you're clothing them. And that is God's will. We know that is the Father's heart to use the ministry in Rochester. As we know, Pastor Russ with the Father's Heart Ministry does the same thing, been doing it for many, many years. And bearing.
He supports CAMRI.
Exactly. We're all partners. That's the thing that people miss, I think. And we got a few people watching right now on Facebook, and we thank you. Feel free to comment or ask any questions. Same thing, radio. You can email us anytime you want. I think sometimes that's what people miss. And I'm going to be maybe mildly controversial here, but I see people miss it mostly in the urban inner city churches. They don't understand the concept of God's kingdom, not their own. And then you could see a church on every corner, but you don't see anybody from the church outside of their service. And the reality is, I was talking to you about it this morning. We come together on a Sunday morning. It's a film session. You're getting together. You're getting bandaged up. You're getting healed. You're sharing each other's burdens. You're praying. You're worshiping together. Then you go back out and you start living as the church.
Amen.
That's what CAMRI does. That's what Rescue and Revive Ministries is about. Rescuing the lost and reviving the saved with the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. People, I think, don't understand that concept. You can do so much more together than you can apart.
That's right.
Much more together. I want to pivot for a second.
Can I just say one more thing real quick?
I just want
to say what Pastor Dominic is saying about the outside and the inside. My pastor mentioned this to me. He said, when we're on the outside, it's like we're in the outer court.
Yes.
But then when we go in, we're in the inner court.
Correct.
So now we can be more intimate with people. We can spend more time. And we don't have so many distractions as we do when we're outside.
I think that's a very good illustration. I think that's a completely appropriate and accurate illustration from what I've experienced. Well said.
Praise God.
With that being said, let's pivot to Kenya.
Yes.
Because we plan on going back in March for a fourth time, you and I. And we're bringing a big team, 7 men. 3 of them are lead pastors. We really have a lot planned. We just completed the Metal Sheet Church in Kisoko, RRM Kisoko. The feeding center is about to distribute corn and beans to 4 different areas in need in Kenya. So God's growing that branch of international ministry through Rescue and Revive. You've been there. Nothing replaces being there. Talk a little bit about your experience in Kenya.
my experience in Kenya has always been just a wonderment of how, and I don't mean this to put anybody down in Africa because I love the people, but how they can have hardly anything, mm-hmm. but yet how they love the Lord,
yeah.
and how they respect, how they respect us as men of God that come over there. It's nothing of us, it's Christ. But it's a place where there's so much love and so much acceptance and so much honor. I mean, they honor you yeah. so much there. It really humbles you. Mm-hmm. More than anything, it humbles yeah. you. It should never exalt you. It should always right. humble you. And that's the spirit I receive over there, is a spirit of humbleness that the Lord gives us in there. And they're hungry for the gospel over there, too. There's so much I could say, but we don't have time.
Well said.
I think that's the gist of it.
I agree with what you said. You know, I reflect back often. And just about the different parts of specifically Western Canyon we've been to. And we could have testimony after testimony after testimony.
Yeah.
And we were able to go into Uganda last time. And Uganda, yeah, for those of you who don't know, I just want to tell you quickly about Uganda. Number one, it's one of the youngest countries in the entirety of the world because much of their people were wiped out by the AIDS epidemic in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
It's one of the youngest. 70% of their people are under the age of 30, which is mind-boggling.
Yeah,
it's a very poor African country, poorer than Kenya. But we had the opportunity to get exposure to Uganda and then back into Western Kenya. Testimonies could continue all day. Randy, I would ask, if just for the listener, and then we'll pivot to another place, but just one testimony maybe of your three trips there, of just seeing the love of God and the light of Jesus Christ in your personal ministry there. One testimony.
Well, I got to say, the one that really sticks out to me is when we went to the dump yard in Katali. Him and myself and another pastor, mm-hmm. Pastor Greg, who will be going back with us. Okay. We went there and we saw these young men scavenging through the trash, just trying to find something to eat. And it was really incredible. We carried water and we had some fruits and we walked up to those men. And you could just see the hurt and the pain, and it was really, really something. But we began to share the gospel, and you could see that there began to be hope, and the light was destroying the darkness.
Yes.
We gave them water, and they gave them some fruits. And there was one guy there named, I think his name was Isaiah.
I think it was, yep.
And I felt led in my heart to tell him, if you get it right with the Lord, you're the one that God's going to use to help these other men come to Christ.
Yes,
you'll be their pastor.
I remember you saying that.
In this area here. So I'm curious to see if he's still there. This is the time we go, because we're going to be in Katali.
You know, as I'm speaking, Francis, remember Francis, our translator, first trip, he's watching right now.
God bless.
So I say,
Ikusawa.
Yeah, slow connection. So to Francis, we say, Habari yako, Mutu ya Mungu.
He knows it.
And we'll return. Maybe we'll see you. It's amazing to think that 8,000 miles away, and this is what Rescue and Revive Ministries is about. It's about, as you mentioned already, the kingdom. We have local, national, international ministry. So some people say, well, you know, there's enough work to do over here. I agree with that. That's why we do work over here. We have a Monroe Ave outreach,
right.
Lakeview Apartments, the Christmas party coming up. I want you to comment on that. We work with the Dalton Teen Challenge, just went to their fundraising banquet. So we don't forget about our Jerusalem, but we reach out not only locally, but nationally with the Crusades and also internationally with Kenya. Talk a little bit about
The colleges.
Yeah, the Crusade. That's a national,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
we
yeah,
really the whole Northeast,
incredible.
You know, to the campus and the marketplace.
Yeah.
Let's go local, though, because there are those that are listening and say, well, we'll never go over to Kenya. I understand that. Let's go to Rochester. Talk a little bit about, because coming up now on 2 years, started Pizza and Praise at Lakeview, and you were at the Christmas party we called Christmas with the King last year. That's coming up next month.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about Jerusalem, because those people are in poverty as well.
Yeah, they are. And, well, the way he does it, you know, I always say Pastor Dominic does things with excellence. You know, my pastor, Pastor Dan Soto, he says he does the same thing. Everything's with excellence. That's how it should be in the kingdom. But anyways, when I went there last year, I just saw people who people look down on and people don't appreciate. They had integrity about them. They had an acceptance that doesn't come from the world, but they were receiving it from God and from the ministry. And it was beautiful. The food was wonderful. They loved the food. There was great fellowship. You could just see the joy in people's lives.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so great when you can do something like that and take people who are trodden down by the world and by everything in this world, but yet when you can see them rise up and have that joy and that peace and that acceptance,
yeah.
It's just, there's no money compared to that. That's why we do what we do. It's not about money. It's about what we see, the results and the fruit that God brings about through the Holy Spirit.
As you said that, this verse ran through my mind, silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give unto thee in the name of the Christ Jesus, rise up and walk.
Yeah.
And in a way, that Christmas with the King in Lakeview, that's what we're doing. We're saying, hey, we're going to bless you, or we're going to bless you in the name of Jesus, the name that can make you rise up and walk. And I had a friend come in, another minister, a friend of mine, Kevin Stevens. He came in from Carolina. I had him minister there. He went to other places. He was on the radio. He said Lakeview Apartments to me was the one that was the most special to me. That to me, he said, just stood out. There's something about going to the people that are in need.
That's it.
Why? Because that's what the Messiah did. That's what Jesus did. He went to the leper. He went to the adulterous woman. He went to those that others would not go to. And that really is the essence of Camry and Rescue Revived Ministries.
It is.
And I could say that for Father's Heart, Open Door Mission, Youth for Christ, who's a partner of WYSL. There's so many ministries.
Wake Them Up Ministry.
Wake Them Up Ministry, Julio. And Julio's another one, you know, a blessing. I think of Organic Discipleship. Julio came out of Wake Them, out of Rescue and Revive.
Yeah.
To start his own parachurch ministry, which is a blessing. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Let me build on that with 10 minutes remaining. Let me build on that. What have you learned? Because discipleship is learning. What have you learned in the last 6 years from the Holy Spirit and from your experience with Rescue and Revive Ministries?
Well, what I've learned is that, first of all, God's grace has got to be on your life.
Yes.
You have to be called. And more than that, you have to learn how to deal with people, because you have so many different personalities and so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to allow God's love in you to reach to them. Because my love, his love, or your love won't do it. It's got to be the love of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I've learned to allow the Holy Spirit to love people and to minister to people and kind of get Randy out of the way. Because, you know, there's times where it's not easy to love the unlovable.
That's true.
Okay? And it's not easy to love the wicked. But through the Holy Spirit, we can do it. And I've been cursed at. I've had things thrown at me. You know, I've been spit at. I mean, I've been called every name in the book. Now, how do you keep going? Not by my power, my might, but by the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I love it. I love it. I just want to shout out a couple people. I have Francis responded, but also Justin, who I never will forget, from Roberts Wesleyan College. God bless you, my brother. I'll never forget you. He says, Fairbanks, Alaska, where the dump is my favorite place to be. A lot of love to give there and treasure to find. And
amen.
Yes, amen to that. I got a good friend that I've known since grade school, Neil, watching. God bless you guys. Thank you for watching. Randy, let me just say what you said. You quoted what I preached on last week in Romans.
Uh-huh.
You literally quoted half the verse about the love of God, the hope of God shed abroad in our hearts. That's where we're giving people hope. I've told people this. Listen, if we don't have hope as Christians, then what do you expect for those who know not Christ?
Right.
We're supposed to be ambassadors, representatives of hope.
Yeah.
And essentially, that's what we're doing. I know there's a ministry in Rochester called Hope Dealers. I like that. I mean, we are dealing. We are serving hope to the hopeless. And let me tell you something. When it happens, there is no feeling like it. There is no money. You can't put a price tag on giving to somebody who has nothing.
No, you can't.
You can't put a price tag on feeding someone who's hungry, clothing somebody who's making them warm, who is cold. And you can't put a price tag on proclaiming the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's build on that as maybe one of our last points for a moment. What would you say to people that are considering getting into ministry of any type? What would be the advice, a gospel-centered ministry? You just gave some beautiful words of wisdom. But let's say somebody's considering it. Maybe they're listening. They're passing through. We're looking at the listening area here for WYSL that has just enhanced, enlarged their territory. What's the advice you give to that person that's just about to take a step of faith and start a gospel-centered ministry?
I'm going to tell them how I did it and probably exactly how you did it. You just step out and do it, and you do it with prayer.
Mm.
Every step, let it be prayer. Let your life become a life of prayer, praying about it, and just doing it, and allowing God to build it. And if there's fruit from it, then you're following the steps of the Lord. If there's no fruit, then you might have to retract and say, okay, Lord, this might not be what you want, but what else do you want? And that's how it is. fruit. Fruit has, you have to bear fruit. Yeah. And this man said something to me that I've never forgot. And he said that the fruit, oh boy.
The people.
God will bring people in your life that are better than you. Amen. And that's God's fruit, letting you know that you're following his footsteps. Yeah. So always be ready for people to come that are mm-hmm. better than you, more talented. Don't get nervous or jealous, but yeah. be grateful. Because I'm so grateful for the people he's brought in my life, far better than me.
Yeah, that's wonderful words. The Apostle Paul said this to the Corinthians. They were accusing him of not being an apostle. They were questioning him. He said, you are the seal of my apostleship.
So the people
affirm your calling.
Yes.
And when God raises, again, going back to Camry, when I see 20 people show up with Camry shirts, that's the seal of your calling.
Yeah.
People aren't going to go to something that in which there is no life. And if they are going to something in which there is no life, it's our job to come in and breathe life upon it.
Amen.
As we've had the privilege to be able to do in so many different areas across the world. We have about a few minutes left. Why don't you tell people location, times of Camry now that they're indoors, because you've changed the schedule a little bit. Tell them about where it's being held, what time it starts, what time it ends, so on and so forth.
Well, right now we're at Salem Christ Church. It's in the inner city of Rochester. It's right next to the Women's YMCA on mm-hmm. 60 Bittner Street, which is off the expressway mm-hmm. or Andrew Street. We rent a room in there, and we can fit maybe 40 people
yeah,
in
I
there,
believe so.
Around
yep.
40 mm-hmm. would be comfortable. Maybe not as 40, but...
I'd say 40's fair.
So yeah, we're there at 6 o'clock every other Thursday. Every 2 weeks we're there now.
Yeah.
So yeah, come on and pray for people and let God use you. And one more thing, can I mention the Lord also used me to open up another Bible
mm-hmm.
study.
Mm-hmm.
It's called New Ground Bible Study.
Yes.
Just pray for that, because I don't have liberty right now to share where it is, because I took mm-hmm. this man's wisdom, my pastor's wisdom, to keep it inside
yes.
until we build a foundation and
correct.
Then trust. And then
yes.
that's how you want to do things.
Patience.
Yeah, you got to have patience.
Patience pays, yeah. You know, I'm going to probably end with that point. Thank you for sharing those details. If anybody wants to come out and serve, or if you want to ever give, it's rescuingrevive.org. You give to the ministry. Camry's part of the ministry. It doesn't matter if it's Kenya. We do have a separate international account, but all the other branches we have pooled together as far as finances go. But you can serve, you can give, you can use your talents. For Rescue and Revive Ministries in Camry specifically. Well, let me just build on that. You know, when I asked you the question about starting a gospel-centered ministry, another thing, by God's grace alone, we both used was patience, prayer and patience. I remember when you started. See, I knew you before you knew me because I watched on Facebook.
Yeah.
I remember when you'd walk around and praying around a different place. And I know how I started Rescue and Revive. I know the process that I went through, and both you and I involved. And something, if we're honest, may not be our strong suit. It's patience. It's a fruit of the Spirit.
It's not.
So if you and I were both very patient in letting God build and start these ministries, again, that's a fingerprint of God when you see the fruit coming from that patience. And so I would encourage anybody out there, be patient. Don't rush. You always want to create an Isaac, not an Ishmael.
Amen.
You want that promised ministry, that
Amen.
Promised child, not the one forced, because you think God's waiting too long. We've all been guilty of that. I get convicted as I say it. With only a couple minutes left, here's what I want to say. Thank you. We already thanked WYSL. I want to thank you, anybody who's come out to our Follow the Cloud events,
yeah.
concerts, the open-air services, anybody who's come out to Monroe Avenue, Teen Challenge, our crusades. We just had 13 men come back from the campus and the marketplace, Randy being one of them, our
yeah.
biggest evangelism team ever, our prayer team. God is growing that branch of the ministry. I just want to say thanks in sincere gratitude. God is great, and he's worthy to be praised. And what God does in his greatness is he gives people, Randy already said it, greater than ourselves. And those that are leading, overseeing, pastoring, there's people that are greater than us.
Amen.
You look up to them because in their giftings and in their humility and in their character, you see Christ in them. And it keeps you in a spirit of humility, clothed with humility. So we're just so thankful for that. Big events coming up. Kenya's in March. Please pray for that. Last thing we're going to say. Randy, you got 60 seconds to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those watching and listening.
Well, the gospel is simply this. Admit that you're a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Admit that you have sinned against God. And the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you shall be saved. The gospel is simply admitting that you are a sinner and asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart and change your life. And if you really mean it from your heart, mm-hmm. he will do it. Amen. And your life will be changed forever. One Amen. Touch of the Master's hand.
That's it.
That's all you need.
As many that come unto me, I will not turn away.
Amen.
Said very succinctly, very beautifully, quoting Romans, and then the words of Jesus Christ. Believe. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Thank you so much, Randy.
Amen.
Thanks again. Love you, man, in Christ. And thank you, everybody, for watching. In Amen. Jesus' name, God bless you.